Welcome to Masechet Shabbos, Perek Chav Gimel Mishnah Hei, Chapter 23, Mishnah 5. Mishnah teaches us the appropriate way to deal with a dead person on Shabbos. Says the Mishnah, Eisin, we may make or do, kol tzarchei hamis, all the things that are necessary for a dead person. Tzachin, one may smear him with oil. Medichin, also, one may wash or rinse the person with water. However, you're not allowed to move even a limb from the dead person, because the dead person is mukta. However, even though the dead person is mukta and you can't move them, you're allowed to touch them, because mukta is permissible to be touched, just not permissible to be moved. One may move a pillow from beneath him, so that he is lying on the sand, so that he remains whole and does not begin to rot. It seems like lying on the sand would help the person, help the dead body keep its form. One may tie the jaw of a dead person whose mouth is opening. Lo sheyala, not that one is permitted to move the jaw upwards when they tie it, because you're not allowed to move the jaw. Elo shelo yosif, rather to stop the dead person from opening their mouth for the jaw falling. V'chein korish anishpra, similarly, if let's say a beam breaks on Shabbos, som chinosa b'safsa, one may put a bench underneath it. O baruchas hamita, or one may put a plank of wood that's used for a bed to hold up this beam that is beginning to break. Lo shetala, however, one is not permitted to pick the beam up because you're not allowed to move it. Ela shelo tosif, rather, one should keep put it there so that it should not fall any further. Eima amtzines hameis b'Shabbos, one may not close the eyes of a dead person on Shabbos, even after the person dies, because you're not allowed to move their eyelids. V'lo b'chol, and similarly, during the weekday, one may not close the eyes of a person im yitzias nefesh, close to the departing of the soul. That means when a person is in the throes of death, is permitted to close their eyes. V'ham ametz im yitzias nefesh, says the Mishnah, a harsh thing, that if one closes the eyes of a person as they are in the throes of death, and therefore they hasten the death, hareza shofei damim, it is as if they're a murderer, because they made the person die quicker. And this is actually halacha nowadays as well, that we don't touch the dead body once the dead body has entered into the throes of death. Let's see Perek Chav Dalet Mishnah Aleph, Chapter 24, Mishnah 1. Unrelated, new topic. If a person was traveling on Erev Shabbos, and all of a sudden it began to become dark, the sun is setting, Shabbos is entering, no sen kiso lanachri, he should give his pack to a non-Jewish person. And if, let's say, a person does have a non-Jew with him, manicho ala chamar, he should put it on the donkey. The Gemara explains that it's not so simple. One has to put it on and off the donkey, because really the halacha is that one's animals also have to keep Shabbos. The Torah says, losasa kol melacha, don't do work. Ato ubincha, you and your son, your daughter, ubehemtecha, and your animal. And the Gemara explains how exactly a person has to do it to prevent him and his animal from doing malacha, prohibited work on Shabbos. Says the Mishnah, anu halacha, higia lechatzer achitzona, somebody that was coming on a journey, and the Shabbos is entering, and he has a donkey, and the donkey is carrying a pack. The Mishnah says, when he comes to the first courtyard in the city, where it's a safe place to leave his stuff, notel, he takes from on the chamar on the donkey, esakilim aniton b'Shabbos, the vessels that is permitted to carry on Shabbos, stuff that's not mukta, and the things that are prohibited to move on Shabbos, because on mukta matir sachaval, all he does is he loosens the ropes, and then vasaka nofli meleim, and everything falls on its own. So it comes out he didn't actually move the mukta; he just opened up the cords that bind it, and automatically the mukta fell on its own. Wishing you a wonderful day, especially if you have a day off, and a great upcoming week.